joint safe, which I've never seen.
Uh-huh. Is this the kind that will...
You hit him and he falls to old pieces?
Oh, yeah.
That's a joint snake.
Uh-huh.
And the hup snake, they say he puts his tail in his mouth and it rolls.
I've heard that before.
But I've never seen one of them.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a good tale, a good yarn that somebody told. Like the panthers knew. This area a long time, they had panther things, which is probably a catamount or wildcat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some people say that a king snake will kill other snakes.
I've heard that, I don't know.
Well, what about this insect that you see hopping around in your yard? Some are green and some are black.
No, that's not that.
Katie
did?
Not exactly. Got these long hind legs for jumping, you know?
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Well, we have, they come by in periods. Sometimes you never see them, then sometimes we have hordes of them. And then there's a locust. Leaves his shell and sheds his shell on the tree. Then we have another, what on what you call them, insect, not a bug, we have a June bug.
Oh, yeah.
It's green. Back in the early days, we had tunnel bugs.
Tunnel bug?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a tunnel bug?
I've heard of, but I can't exactly.
They usually, you usually find them around where a horse has been or a cow.
Oh, yeah.
And they make little balls and roll.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And we call them tunnel bugs. I don't know what the correct name is.
It was the June bug one that you could tie a thread
on. Tie a string on them.
Fly around. Yeah.
The child.
Have you ever heard a grasshopper called anything else?
Do they call them locusts?
I think they're a little bit different.
No, I know a grasshopper. I don't recall, and maybe I have, but I've forgotten.
Have you ever heard people call them hopper grass?
No.
Like woodpecker, peckerwood?
No.
Grasshopper, hopper grass?
No.
What about the... these things that'll sometimes collect in the corners of your house. You have to get a broom and...
You mean a wasp?
Well, it's not an animal or anything.
Oh.
It's just stuff that collects there, you know?
Cobweb.
Cobweb.
Made by spiders.
Is that the same thing that you might see outside, like between two bushes?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Maybe it's a different species of it. Of course, we only have, I think, up here one poison spider. On occasion you see a black widow spider.
Yeah.
And I think there's a little brown spider that's poisonous, but I don't know what it is.
Well, what about, do you have any of these trees around here that you can tap for syrup?
Sugar maples. I've got three out there in front. They're dark. You have a soft maple and you have a Norway maple and you have a hard maple and you have a sugar maple. And the sugar maple is usually black. Dark.
What would you call a group of those sugar maples together? You'd say you have...
Well, I've been up in the sugar country. I don't know what they call them. They just call them sugar maples. I don't know what they call them, an orchard or... I don't know.
Maybe a grove?
Grove. Well, of course, we refer to a clump of trees as a grove on the farm. For instance, Granddad used to have a grove. Both my grandfathers had a grove. That would be a variety of trees.